Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the Overtime Podcast Network.
Welcome to a Turn on the Jets digital special presentation. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And we've got a very special guest. He's somebody who is very familiar to you if you listen to this show because he's on all the time. But now he is on live from Indianapolis at the NFL Scouting Combine, Mr. Daryl Slater of NJ.com and New Jersey Advance Media. Daryl, what's going on, man?
Too much. Getting ready to head home from the Combine here shortly. But yeah, it's been an interesting trip, productive trip, and another year in the books here in terms of our participation and presence at the Combine. But it'll be going on until Monday with the drills, and drills get rolling today as we're talking here on Friday. So big draft coming up for the Jets, big offseason, and the stage is sort of set for both of those things at the Combine.
And as I understand it, you actually just learned some interesting news, right?
Yeah, just kind of talking to people around Indy here at the Combine. Well, you know, not like just like people who live in Indy, but obviously like people who are, you know, associated with the NFL, you know, folks in league circles and stuff like that. You know, just a few little tidbits coming out about some of the Jets pending in-house free agents. Of course, we know Robbie Anderson has gotten the second-round tender, which is absolutely not surprising at all. Robbie Anderson will almost surely be back with the Jets next year. But yeah, they've sewn up Quincy Enunwa. We know that. He was their top in-house free agent. And you look at the rest of those guys, who are the other important guys? Henry Anderson, certainly one of them. And there's, you know, a few other intriguing names and to watch, notable names. You know, the thing is right now, technically, you know, until March 11th, the Jets really have exclusive negotiating rights officially with their in-house free agents. Now, they can kind of gauge the market on other players, and that's what they do here at the Combine. But in terms of negotiating a deal and hammering out a deal within the confines of the league rules, they can't really do that with outside free agents, Le'Veon Bell and all those guys, until like March 11th, right? 2 days before free agency starts. There's a two-day window where they can negotiate, and then all the signings happen immediately on the 13th, the big ones. But right now, the Jets, if they want to re-sign their in-house guys, you usually see teams get it done in terms of some of the prominent guys before March 11th or March 13th. So just three guys today was kind of asking around about Jermaine Kearse is one. Obviously, he had a sluggish year last year, and you wonder how much that had to do with the system. Could he benefit from a fresh start? But the Jets haven't talked to his camp yet, and it certainly could happen, but no talks yet with his camp about a return to the Jets. Obviously, he's a guy who's getting up there in years. He's a complimentary receiver. The Jets need a number one receiver. He's a good locker room guy and has been a good mentor for Sam Darnold. They sit next to each other in the locker room, but nothing rolling yet with the Kearse situation. He's a pending free agent, obviously. Tough contract year for him last year. We got all this stuff up on the site if you want to read more about it. Kearse is one guy. Another guy, Brandon Copeland, the Jets have talked to his camp about him coming back. And so that's an interesting one. The fact that the Jets stuck with a 3-4 kind of bodes well for him, because he's a 3-4 outside linebacker. You know, you wonder where he'd fit in a 4-3, if he could move up to end or not. And he played pretty well on a one-year contract last year, $1.2 million deal. Let's see what he gets this time around, but the Jets have some interest in bringing him back. But another guy who's sort of between those two, it seems like right now, the Jets have had some preliminary talks with Buster Skrine. I know people are obviously down on him, and he didn't always perform well during the course of his four-year contract. He made $25 million. He made it through the end of the deal, and but he's obviously not getting that this time around in terms of that money. But the Jets have spoken to his camp about maybe bringing him back. We'll see what type of interest he has elsewhere. I'm sure he'd like to take the best offer, but he would like to stay in New York. He likes the area, we'll see what the Jets do. Maybe a one-year deal, because I know people are down on him, but remember, I mean, Perry Nickerson was his backup. There might not be a lot of great options out there in free agency or the draft. So slot corner is a really important position. So the Jets have to figure out what they're going to do there, because there's not a sure thing replacement for Buster Skrine on the roster right now, which they're certainly covering their bases, trying to figure out what his demands and that sort of stuff would be in terms of money. So those are three guys that are kind of interesting names to watch here in the next week or two as we move toward the start of free agency.
One player it seems the Jets would like to keep is Robbie Anderson. They placed a second round tender on the restricted free agent wide receiver.
Yeah, that basically means he's coming back. The long and short of it is, if another team wants to sign Robbie Anderson, they have to, and the Jets don't match the offer or whatever, they'd have to give up a second round pick. So they'd have to sign him and give up a second round pick. No one's doing that for Robbie Anderson. He's a pretty good player, but I would be stunned if anyone gave up a second round pick for him. This was this case with Quincy Enunwa last year. The Jets applied the same deal, the second round restricted free agent tender to him. And it's about $3 million, one-year $3 million contract, and Robbie Anderson will have a chance to become a true free agent next year. But so expect him back along with Quincy Enunwa, and then we'll see what else the Jets do at receiver.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the Overtime Podcast Network.
Jets met with a lot of these prospects, and in fact, two of them in particular mentioned the idea of playing with Sam Darnold in a very positive light. One of them is Stanford running back Bryce Love. The other was offensive tackle Jawan Taylor. Talk to me a little bit about some of the guys that the Jets interviewed here at the Combine.
Yeah, those two guys are a couple notable ones. I mean, they cast a pretty wide net, and you know, basically what happens is this. We, you know, like to get these information on these meetings, the players come into this big convention room, a big room in the convention center where everything is kind of headquartered at the Combine, right next to the stadium where they do all the testing. And there's basically some small tables and then podiums where guys talk. And they're 10, 15-minute press conferences, and they're asked all sorts of stuff during the press conferences, and usually it's, you know, have you met with this team or whatever, and almost like 75% of the time it's yes. So teams cast a really wide net in pre-draft and draft preparations, and they meet with a lot of prospects, and that doesn't really mean much of anything, quite frankly, because some of the meetings are formal, some are informal. Obviously, when the Jets had a need at quarterback, the fact that they met with this guy or that guy or this guy, a little bit more newsworthy. But yeah, Bryce Love is an interesting one. You mentioned him from Stanford, a really interesting running back who, now obviously the Jets aren't taking a running back at number three, but middle rounds potential. Love had a really good year in 2017 and tailed off a little bit last year, had some injuries. And just to kind of pull back the curtain a little bit more on another part of this, yes, like maybe, you know, 75% of the guys say they met with a team in some capacity. So I just caution people reading too much into it. I know, you know, you'll see tweets out there from reporters like saying that, oh, they met with a team, but you're never really explaining that it's really not that big of a thing that the teams are meeting with these guys. The meetings themselves are important for the players and the team to get information about the player. They'll, you know, have them break down film or whatever. I think people know by now what happens in those meetings. You know, ask them about their past, ask them about their season, and they'll have them break down some film, whatever, which is good, and it's important. And but the meetings are short, so it's hard to really gauge it. For your top target guys, you bring them in for a pre-draft visit, which is what the Jets did with all their quarterbacks that they were looking at last year, or they had a private workout type thing. So there are more in-depth ways of getting information and feeling, getting a feel out for these players, and sitting down with them for 15 minutes at the combine and what amounts to like speed dating. So that's like one part of it. Another is that we ask, and like you'll hear it, like it's reported like as a quote, like, oh, I'd love to play with Sam Darnold, or I'd love to go to the Jets, I'd love to go to the Giants. The player is answering that way because he's being asked. He's not going up there and giving an opening statement or volunteering, like, I'd love to play with Sam Darnold, like, out of nowhere. I'd just like to start to say that I really want to play for the Giants. Like, that doesn't – that's not how it works. Like, the player is asked directly, and they're going – it, obviously, they're going to say they would like to play with a guy. They're not going to say, like, he sounds like a real jerk. Like, they're up there saying all the right things. And they also have no say in the matter about whether or not they can play with Sam Darnold. So, you know, that bit of cynicism and kind of reality of the situation aside, it's certainly enticing for people to want to play with a young quarterback like Sam Darnold. And you saw what happened last year with the Bears. We're able to get some free agents with Mitch Trubisky developing. Now, I use the biggest, most appropriate word in this situation is free agents. It's not really the draft picks. Who cares if they want to play with, you know, the guy? They have no choice. It's a matter of, does a guy like Le'Veon Bell, how enticing is Sam Darnold as a recruiting tool for him? So that's that. And yeah, that's sort of how the prospect angle of it. It's a two-pronged thing at the combine, the preparations for free agency and laying the groundwork with players' agents, and then also the, you know, the scouting of the prospects, which is more than just watching the drills. It's, as I said, the meetings are important parts of the scouting process as well.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the Overtime Podcast Network.
Daryl, I believe there's a gentleman by the name of Matt Rhule that you may have run into down at the Combine, along with Matt Stiplkowski. If memory serves correctly, he's the head coach at Baylor and may or may not have been a hothead coaching candidate in Jet circles not long ago. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not sure why he was here. He was here at the Combine, kind of milling around that room that I mentioned where you'll see the prospects where the prospects come to talk to reporters, where they do their press conferences, have their media availability. And Matt Stiplkowski, a Kobe writer, went down and he talked to Matt Rhule for a couple seconds, you know, a few minutes, I think 70 minutes, you know, introduced himself, whatever. And I don't think he asked him, what are you doing here? Because I guess it didn't really matter. You see some of this sometimes where college coaches will come to support their players, watch their players. This is sort of a downtime for those guys because of the recruiting calendar is a little bit different. And this would have been after the old National Signing Day anyway. So it's a little bit of a low point in the college football calendar. I wouldn't look into this to say like, oh, Matt Rhule's at the combine trying to get an NFL job. I think that's out the window, at least for this year. But yeah, he, Matt Rhule mentioned he was a little bit bummed and frustrated being a New York local guy. At you know, some of the negative headlines, and I don't know necessarily if they were negative. I don't know if anyone really crushed him necessarily about, you know, how the things went down with the Jets, you know, that he didn't want to take the job because the Jets wanted him, wanted to push a staff on him type thing. Look, I think that role would have been a bad hire, but, you know, that's nothing against him personally. That has more to do with his experience at different levels, but he didn't really clarify, though. He didn't, when Matt asked him directly, like, so, like, did that happen? Did the Jets say, like, we want this guy, that guy, or that guy? There's kind of been mixed reports about whether the Jets did or didn't do that. They asked, of course, the candidates to about, you know, who they would like on their staff. And, you know, that weighs into the evaluation process. You know, if the Jets say, like, defensive coordinator candidate A rather than B, you know, as posed by two different head coaching candidates, you know, that's part of who they pick to be the head coach. So there's certainly some kind of spin going on after what happened with Matt Rhule, and he kind of sort of addressed it. I think the newest thing was just his reaction to it all, like how it kind of bumped. I mean, I don't know if Jets fans really care about that, but it kind of frustrated him a little bit how it all went down. But I think he's moving on. And hey, look, he's a guy who's going to get more opportunities down the road in the NFL. And I certainly think he should maybe break into the league as a coordinator. If he's able to win big at Baylor, sure. Yeah, I think he could be a good hire, but I think I'd like to see more before I, you know, if I'm a GM or an owner, giving him an NFL head coaching job.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the Overtime Podcast Network.
Daryl, let's talk about the press conference that Gase and Maccagnan had the other day. A lot of news and notes coming out of that, especially as it pertains to Gase, who is slowly but surely earning a reputation here to go along with what people knew about him in Miami as being a lot more open than we're used to with a head coach. So tell me a little bit about what you heard from Maccagnan and Gase.
Look, Todd Bowles didn't say anything, so it was only I think there was nowhere to go but up there. Todd Bowles was a perfectly nice guy for us to deal with. Didn't say anything, which whatever. I mean, that was his approach. Not going to begrudge him, but you know, it's nice to have a coach who says a little bit more, is a little more revealing. It's nice to know more about what's going on with the team. I think all the fans, reporters appreciate the more information you can get, the better. So Adam Gase addressed a bunch of issues. You know, just going down some stuff that we wrote that you can read about in more depth on the site on NJ.com. We asked Adam Gase about the Joe Vitt Greg Williams marriage, and he obviously doesn't. I mean, if he had major concerns about it, I don't think he would have done it. So he stated the obvious that, you know, his father-in-law, Adam Gase's father-in-law, Joe Vitt, the Jets' new outside linebackers coach, he has no concerns about tension between he and Greg Williams, the new defense coordinator. Of course, they worked together in New Orleans, and there, you know, what went down with Bennygate, where there was a lot of negative things that Joe Vitt said about Greg Williams years ago, and let's see how it works out. But Adam Gase feels good about it right now in terms of sticking with the defense. You know, the 3-4 defense stuff, why the Jets are sticking with it. Adam Gase talked about, you know, the consistency of personnel, that would be the most seamless thing to do right now. And that Greg Williams has run all sorts of different defenses, so it's not really an issue in that regard. Another interesting defensive storyline is, Leonard Williams, and they're not going to trade him. The Jets aren't. Would they like to keep him long term? Neither Adam Gase nor Mike Maccagnan offered a direct answer on that. You know, Mike Maccagnan doesn't really offer a direct answer on anything, but Adam Gase, you know, talked about he doesn't, you know, the sack numbers don't really bother him that much because he looks at quarterback hits and things like that. We're just impacting the quarterback. So he's high on Leonard Williams. Obviously he is, you know, he likes him, and the Jets are going to keep him at least for 2019. So, in terms of what Mike Maccagnan said, we asked both those guys about Le'Veon Bell. They talked around it. Nothing really of note to say in terms of what they mentioned about Le'Veon Bell. We asked about Antonio Brown, and after, you know, talking about you know, basically the conclusion you can draw right now or as of a couple days ago is that the Jets have not actively reached out about Antonio Brown. They've done their research. They've done their homework. But it's not something they've actively sought out right now. You know, Mike Maccagnan would be foolish to, I mean, he places a call about every guy. So eventually, or he at least, you know, will talk to Kevin Colbert and at the combine about, you know, I'm sure he'll ask him about what the price would be. The Jets, you know, Maccagnan should take a look. Listen, it's free information. What do the Steelers want for Antonio Brown? Even if you have no interest in trading for him, the information can't hurt. So I wrote something like that up there. Like, why, you know, you don't have to trade for the guy. I think it would be a bad trade, but at least get the information about what the Steelers would want. I think at some point, I'm sure Maccagnan will do that, but there has not been an active pursuit right now of Antonio Brown, and we'll see. I think league-wide, maybe that's a function of the Steelers wanting more than people are willing to put out there. And one other thing about Adam Gase is very high in Chris Herndon, and people have seen that unicorn quote. I guess, you know, what he's trying to say is he's a rare player who can kind of do it all as a tight end. He really likes how well-rounded Chris Herndon is, and we'll see if he can build on the strong end to his rookie season. A slow start, strong end, similar to Sam Darnold, and so let's see if those guys can grow together under Adam Gase. Mike Maccagnan is open to trading the number 3 pick, and he's open to doing it with the Giants at 6, which would be the opposite of what the Jets did last year, the 6-3, 3-6 thing. Now, of course, like, another caveat, like, I feel like, you know, I try to explain this as clearly as possible in these stories. What else is the guy going to say? It would be the dumbest thing ever if he got up there and said, we're not trading the pick, or we don't want to trade with the Giants. Like, why? Like, that would be so stupid. Keep your options open, which is what he's doing. He's publicly keeping his options open. And the big question becomes, what should they want from the Giants? For them? That's more interesting to me than the guy just saying, yeah, we'd be willing to trade down, or we'd be willing to do a trade with the Giants. And they're like, the Jets and Giants are not mortal enemies. Why would he like not want to do a trade? Who cares? He'd do a trade with any team that'd be willing to help him. Could they get more than the 3 second round picks they got last year? That's the interesting question to me. I don't think they could. Could they get the same? That's an interesting one too, because the quarterback market is different this year in the draft, and the number of quarterback needy teams are different this year. And the Giants might not even need to move, because if the Jaguars get Nick Foles, that could have an impact on things. So there's a lot of ripple effects here that could impact what the Jets might be able to get. And Mike Maccagnan actually was pretty forthright with saying, you know, when you trade up for a quarterback, the price goes up beyond the trade chart value, number one. And number two, the closer you get to the draft, remember how early the Jets traded up last year as St. Patrick's Day, the closer you get to the draft, the price goes up too. So, I mean, he can say that. That's not like there's no governing body like just saying that that's absolutely has to be the truth every time. But I think that's what Mike Maccagnan is saying, is he wants no small haul if someone's willing to move up, and especially if everyone in the world knows that they're moving up for a quarterback. So that was sort of the rundown of what those guys said. I think people latched on mostly to that, to the trading situation with the pick, and rightfully so. I think it's an interesting analysis to consider beyond just the statement that they could trade the pick and they could trade with the Giants. But I, like I said, I don't know if the Giants will need to. Like, if they know the Jaguars, say the Jaguars get Foles at 7, that probably means the Jaguars are not jumping over the Giants to move ahead to get that first quarterback off the board, in which case the Giants at 6 would be probably the first quarterback needy team. You look at those other quarterback potentially needy teams, Dolphins, Bengals, Washington, they're down at 11, 13, 15. That's a long way to go to get up above 6. So just a bunch to consider about where the pieces are on the board.
Any other general news or notes coming out of the combine that we missed?
No, I think that's kind of it in terms of the Jets Giants perspective. I mean, there's obviously, you know, stuff league wide that's going on. You know, Jason Witten coming back, that'll be interesting to see. That was sort of the news of yesterday. Nothing crazy. I don't think the Robbie Anderson thing was all that surprising. That was a move the Jets absolutely had to make. But the one thing to watch, maybe from a Jet perspective, that people haven't, maybe, I haven't really been on Twitter, so I don't know if, but maybe people may or may not be looking at it like this with the Nick Foles thing. So the Eagles will let Nick Foles walk. So that's like domino effect number one. And the Jaguars need a quarterback because Blake Bortles was terrible. And so they appear to be the early front runner for Foles. And as I said, the third domino, of course, being the fact that the Jaguars might not need to draft a quarterback at 7, which could affect the Jets trade market for the number 3 pick. So those are like a bunch of dominoes, starting with Nick Foles being allowed to leave in free agency, which he was going to go anyway. They were never going to be able to trade him and franchise tag him and trade him. Those are some dominoes that could affect what Maccagnan does, and Sunday's a big day to watch for that, because if Maccagnan falls in love with a bunch of defensive linemen or edge rushers, And he knows what these guys can do already. He's seen her film. He's not going to be like, oh my God, Quinnen Williams is actually a good player. I had no idea. By watching him, run the three cone drill. Sunday will be big because the defensive linemen, all the D linemen, all the linebackers, edge rushers and outside linebackers, however you want to label a guy, inside linebackers, the Jets don't have a big need there, interior linemen, ends, they're all working out on Sunday in terms of their drills. So that is really important. The Jets, surely, if they're staying at three, odds are they're taking an edge rusher or Quinnen Williams. So that's a fascinating day to watch. If you're hanging out at home on Sunday and you want to see how athletic Quinnen Williams is, well, you should probably just put on YouTube and like look at his actual game film. That would be a better indicator of how he plays football, than him not wearing any football gear and running around in, street in shorts and a t-shirt. But, if you really want to watch him work out at the combine, that's Sunday. So, and if you saw the national championship game, that dude moves really well. And Khalil and Farrell's no slouch either from Clemson. So the Jets will have some interesting options at three. I think that they could wind up staying there and wind up getting a really good prospect, with emphasis on that word. There's no telling what type of player he'll become. Remember how high everybody was on Leonard Williams? And they said he could have been the best player in that draft. And, look, he's been fine. But we all know he's had his shortcomings. So you never really know. It's an educated guess.
Daryl, last sort of business I got to ask. You've been in Indianapolis the whole week. Any food report, anything fun that you guys did? Did you guys pick on Connor Hughes from The Athletic at all?
we busted his chops a little bit, but nothing major. We all hung out and had a really good time on Tuesday, and I went to the Butler game at Hinkle Fieldhouse. Really cool. Nice. Really cool sports venue. I mean, that's got to be top 15, top 20 sports venue in the whole country, easily. So cool. Hoosiers happened there. They filmed the movie. The events that led to Hoosiers happened there. They filmed the movie Hoosiers there. It was awesome. That was fantastic. I went to the Pacers game last night because these tickets were insanely cheap. They were like $10 a piece on StubHub, including fees. So Tuesday night was the Butler game. Last night the Pacers played each like for $10 on StubHub. I hadn't been to an NBA game since like 1994 at the Garden. Like, that was like so long ago. Like, New York City wasn't safe. Like, I drove down with my 12 years old. Went down with my buddy and his dad, and we saw like Knicks Pistons back when like the Pistons had those teal jerseys. It was like years ago. And I'm not an NBA guy, but it was cool. It was fun. Carl Anthony Towns, that guy's incredible. This big 7-foot guy who can shoot flat footed 3-pointers, unreal. So the talent of those guys in the NBA is fantastic. I'm not super interested in the league overall, but that was a good experience to go do that. We had some good meals, didn't do any of the steakhouses. Those are usually overcrowded, overpriced and overrated during combine week. But had a couple good meals and one of the really good, there's a place called Oakley's Bistro, which is out in the suburbs. Actually, you kind of have to get an Uber and go 20 minutes to get there, but it's one of the better restaurants in Indy. It's kind of off the beaten path, but Oakley's, I think like the sunglasses, same spelling, not associated with it, but overall good trip. A little bit of fun and certainly a bunch of work, if you can call it work, I guess. And, trying to figure out what the Jets may or may not do here.
Trying to figure out what the Jets may or may not do and checking out some basketball. Not a bad way to spend a couple of days. Daryl Slater of NJ.com and New Jersey Advanced Media, as always, thanks so much for coming on. I know you got to go catch a flight, but before you go, why don't you let everybody know what you and Matt Stiplikowski have cooking up at NJ.com?
Yeah, all the stuff I mentioned, all that stuff that we just talked about, written about in more depth on NJ.com, and you can go check it out. And appreciate everybody reading, and we'll have stuff throughout the weekend about the combine in terms of how guys are doing and the winners and losers and all that good stuff. So appreciate everybody reading. Appreciate you having me on, and I'm headed back to, I guess there's snow on the ground in Jersey, so it's probably just as cold as here. So heading back soon, so appreciate you having me.
There is snow on the ground here in Jersey. So welcome back, Daryl. Start making a snowman when you get here. Say hi to Matt and Andy and Connor for me. Have a safe flight back. I'm glad you had a good trip. Make sure that you go over to NJ.com and check out everything that Daryl and Matt have up there. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts, you know where to go. It's Turn on the Jets Digital and TurnOnTheJets.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.